you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Thursday, August 4th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Federal health officials are thinking about breaking single doses of monkeypox vaccine into smaller doses to stretch out the supply. We get details from KPCC senior health reporter Jackie Fortier.
With U.S. monkeypox cases rising by about 1,000 a week, demand for vaccines exceeds supply. To stretch the limited doses, the Food and Drug Administration may allow healthcare providers to split a one-dose vial of the monkeypox vaccine into 5 doses. A smaller-than-normal needle would deposit the vaccine under the top layer of skin. Previous studies have shown lower doses of vaccines can be administered this way and still be effective, FDA officials said. Patients would still need 2 shots about a month apart, but doing so could allow 5 times as many people to be vaccinated with existing supplies. In LA County, there's a wait list of select high-risk people in line for the 19,000 doses public health received this week. The FDA will decide on the proposed dose change in the coming days. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
We told you earlier this week that a bill to set up a safe injection site pilot project is on the governor's desk. It would let LA, San Francisco, and Oakland open places where IV drug users can shoot up safely under the supervision of healthcare workers. USC Health Sciences Professor Ricky Blumenthal says that'll keep people alive, especially with fentanyl dominating LA's illicit drug market.
When we engage with the population and make available to them the resources they need to take care of themselves, they use them as designed and have been very successful. And so this is just sort of the next iteration in that effort to give them the things they need.
Critics say safe injection sites will mean more drug use and more crime in nearby neighborhoods. Well, we'll find out if that's true. The safe injection site pilot project is supposed to run for 6 years. Now to another bill in Sacramento. This one still working its way through the legislature. It would limit a state program that sends incarcerated people with serious medical conditions to nursing homes. It calls for early release instead. And KPCC's LEU says it's the result of a recent KPCC investigation.
Assemblymember Phil Ting introduced AB 960 last year to help more incarcerated people apply for a program called medical parole. Then in May, a KPCC investigation found the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation transferred nearly every medical parolee to a facility in Los Angeles that lost its federal certification. It was a strategic move by the state. Under federal rules, nursing homes cannot enforce parole conditions, like limiting visitors or people's ability to move. CDCR says those restrictions are necessary for public safety and now can enforce the rules the feds don't allow. So Ting is shifting focus to a different program called Compassionate Release. This one allows terminally ill and medically incapacitated patients to have their sentences recalled and leave the correction system entirely.
When you have inmates, by the very nature, who have are either terminally ill or they need full-time medical care or a high level of medical care, it's just very difficult to imagine them being dangerous at all.
His office says some people on medical parole may qualify for compassionate release. I'm LEU.
The newest symbol of life in Los Angeles is the 6th Street Viaduct that links downtown and Boyle Heights, but is it really? Not to some of the Boyle Heights folks on their side of the bridge. That's where Eric Huerta has lived for years. He says at the grand opening, city officials rode bicycles or cruised in lowriders across the bridge.
But as soon as community members start doing it, it's a problem. It's a problem that needs cameras. It's a problem that needs more police enforcement. It's a problem that needs to be dealt with. So there's definitely a lot of double standards here.
Eric Huerta today on KPCC's Air Talk. He's also part of the LA Studios' upcoming podcast, How to LA, hosted by Brian De Los Santos. And you can read Brian's story on the new 6th Street Viaduct. It's at laist.com, laist.com. A Texas jury has ordered conspiracy peddler Alex Jones to pay more than $4 million in compensatory damages to the parents of a six-year-old boy who was killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. They'd sued him over his claims on his InfoWars TV show that Sandy Hook was a hoax. Jones could be slapped with a bigger award in punitive damages, and he'll likely face another costly award in a similar Connecticut lawsuit, the state where the Sandy Hook killings happened. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over LA. Details at www.ciclavia.org.